Amidst the end of a wild MLB postseason, a roller coaster week of NBA labor negotiations, and sweeping NCAA changes, many sports fans may have forgotten about a humble league that calls itself the NFL. Here to get us up to date on all the happenings on the professional gridiron is Greg Doyle of CBS Sports. Greg, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
There is exactly one undefeated NFL team going into Week 8 of the season. The Green Bay Packers are 7-0. Do you think they'll become the second team to go lossless since 1978 when the league expanded the regular season to 16 games?
No, because I think Murky Morris has a witch doctor in Haiti that puts a hex on everybody that even comes close to it, and the Packers aren't good enough to overcome that hex, but they're really good. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they're better. And they're not just a little bit better. They're clearly better. This Packers team beats last year's Packers team by 10. But nobody goes 16-0. It's just not going to happen, and it won't happen this year. And not because I can tell you why. I don't have an intellectual reason why. It doesn't happen and won't happen.
Greg, it looked early on as if Detroit might be capable of running the table this season, but they've lost their last two games. What's happened to the Lions?
Well, the same thing that's going to happen to the Packers at some point. They're going to lose a game because you just don't win them all. The Lions are still very good. They were 5-0, and they lost a close game to San Francisco. And the 49ers are one of those teams that aren't very good, but they're tougher than you. Their coach is probably smarter than you. And when the game ends, they're going to have more points than you, and no one's going to understand why. It's like when Greg Maddux used to pitch for the Braves. Batters would tell you that they'd have an 0-for-4 game, and they felt like they had a good game. They looked at the box score, oh, I went 0-for-4. I thought I did so well. The 49ers are that team. You know, you play them, and you're better than them. But at the end of the game, for some reason, they have more points than you. And then last week, they lost to Atlanta. Atlanta's very good. There's just no shame in those losses, and I think the Lions will still win 12 this year and go to the playoffs.
5-1 San Francisco has been something of a surprise this season. They must have some really good players, but I think their success stems from that big high school kid they've apparently hired to be the head coach. Are the parents of Jim Harbaugh concerned the Niners may be breaking California's labor laws?
Yeah, what a big oaf he is. And I kind of like him, but I like him in that big oaf way that you like a St. Bernard that knocks you down at the door and you just want to – that's how I like Jim Harbaugh, because he's just a clod. I mean, he's the guy that – they beat the Lions. The Lions are 5-0. He beats the Lions, shakes hands with the coach so hard, knocks him on – claps him on the back like a drunken frat boy. Claps him on the back, knocks him over, and almost causes a post-game melee because he's just that big of a clod. But he's very inspirational. I'm guessing he knows X's and O's at a great high level. I don't know him enough to know how good his X and O's are. I just know that his team plays hard, plays smart, plays tough. Basically, he's a much better-looking Bill Cowher.
St. Louis and Miami are currently 0-6, so they would share the worst record in the NFL if Indianapolis hadn't played one more game than they have. The Colts are 0-7. Their bye week doesn't happen until November 20th. Do you suppose the players have that date circled on their calendars?
Yeah, they're going to lose that one, too. The Indianapolis Colts... That team, like the Dolphins and Rams are so bad, I can see them going 0-16. The Colts are so bad, they're going to go 0-17 this year. They're terrible. And poor Andrew Luck, he's only a junior. You know, he's been the number one overall draft pick for about 8 years. He's like the Tim Duncan of college football. He's been the number one pick for about 9 years. He's going to go back to college next year if that means not playing for the Colts. I can assure you of that.
Is the Colts' horrendous 2011 start proof of the injured Peyton Manning's MVP caliber, or would the team be just as bad if he were playing?
It's the same group of guys that wins 10 or 11 games every year and goes to the playoffs every year. Same defensive stars, same running back, same receivers, same tight end. Yeah, they've had a couple injury issues, but the Colts always do. Everybody does. But the difference is that Peyton Manning's back there throwing the ball. He's that good. And Tony Dungy was also very good. Now, if Dungy was their coach right now, they might still be 0-7, but they wouldn't be 0-7 coming off a 62-7 loss to the Saints. Jim Caldwell's not very good. They went to the Super Bowl with Jim Caldwell, fine. They went to the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, okay? Caldwell just was the guy on the sideline. He was a Wake Forest. He's not that good. The Colts are embodying the idea that, yes, a guy who doesn't take a snap this year should at least get votes in the MVP balloting.
Monday Night Football is still a huge deal, at least judging from the ratings and the TV money involved. But the 2011 matchups have so far been so lackluster. And as I glance at the schedule, I notice this gem, Indianapolis v. Tampa Bay on December 12th. Can't the league and the network do any better than that?
Yeah, I thought flex scheduling meant they had flexibility, but I guess Monday Night Football, there is no flexibility. You overlooked the fact that we got the Chargers playing the Chiefs just coming up this Monday. It's bad, and it's only going to get worse. They ought to just do what the NBA does. The NBA says, basically, if we're putting a game on TV, LeBron James is playing in it. The NFL ought to do the same thing. If we're going to put a game on TV, Aaron Rodgers, you're the quarterback. I don't even care if we put the Bengals and the Bills. We're going to fly Aaron Rodgers in. He's going to play all-time offense, Aaron Rodgers.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and he joins Only a Game from time to time to talk pro football. Thanks again, Greg.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill.
You're listening to Only a Game.